Sports talk conversations with a good laugh mixed in. This is the Sports Talk with Thetford and Ashby podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, when I was talking about Tom Street Place, this is landscaping, and I'm telling you, they have the pros in the business, and they can help you get it figured out. Also, Las Brisas, and I wanted to mention to everybody, you know, Mother's Day is coming up. This would be the place to go for Mother's Day. I tell you, it'd be a wonderful thing, and great food, and people are they love this restaurant. It's one of the top-ranked restaurants anywhere around.
I'll make one suggestion. Make a reservation.
Definitely make a reservation.
Don't just show up with mom and then get
mom out, sitting out by the lake.
Wind up at Taco Villa
with Darvin Ham.
Darvin Ham.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to. All right. And then, but Las Brisas would be the place to go. And great atmosphere. It's out on 114th between Quaker and Slide. Yep, Quaker and Slide in the Falls. And really a cool atmosphere. They have a patio that's around a lake. It's just a cool deal. Las Brisas. All right, Mac Owen is here. Got a picture of you, Mac. There you are. That's kind of a weird. I got the other half of you on the other page. But 2024 Hall of Fame Award. Mac is the president and co-owner of the Owen Group and Texas Sports Marketing, which we're involved with. But he was elected to the MassCom. Mass Communications Hall of Fame, and that's a big deal. And Gary's going to show you the medallion that he won. It's really pretty, red and black, whatever you, the deal that hangs around your neck, and the gold. That looks like real gold.
Well, possibly, but probably not.
Well, it's a lot worth a lot if it's real gold. The did you know that you knew this was coming? Did you know you'd been selected?
Yes, they informed me in December.
Good. So did you make a speech?
I did.
How long did it last?
It was 7 minutes.
7 minutes, Mac.
Wow, they let you go that long. That's a long pretty speech. Long for a...
How many people were inducted? Just you?
Just one each year.
Oh, well, you could go 7 minutes.
Yeah. It was an awards dinner for media and communications. So they had three inductees to what's called the Mass Communications Outstanding Alumni Group, which I got that in 2004, 20 years ago. Oh, so these were just three, you know, all graduates. One lives in Midland. I think one was in Houston and one was in Dallas maybe. So they did their part, and then Hall of Fame was last.
What made you think when you were a kid? Because I used to play basketball on 40th Street across the street. We went across the street.
Yeah.
Whoever your neighbor was.
Yeah, the Miller family.
They played basketball back in the day when That's Debbie and I would go over there and Mac and I would play. But what made you think – advertising was your gig?
Well, I actually told this story that evening. So it has to do with cigarettes, which you're going to think it's funny. Do you guys remember the brand Territon?
Yeah.
Okay, so when I was 6 years old, my family was driving to Washington, D.C., and we went through Tennessee where all my relatives live, grandparents, aunts and uncles. They're all from Tennessee. So we were visiting my uncle, and I fell down a flight of wooden stairs into a cellar. I was okay, but I had this gigantic black eye. So we were, 3 or 4 days later, we were touring the White House, not White House, but the Washington Monument, I believe. Yeah. And the security guy stopped me, and he said, "Sorry, sir, you can't go." No, he said something like, "I see you'd rather fight than switch." And that was the campaign slogan at the time of Territon cigarettes. And they had those ads with the guys with the black eye. So that's kind of where it all began, if you can believe it. And that was the golden age of television. So like you two guys, I watched television all the time, but I got more interested in the commercials than the actual programming. And by the time I was a senior in high school, I was already subscribing to a magazine called Advertising Age. It's the trade publication of the advertising industry. Started learning all about agencies and what they do and who the big agencies were worldwide, and just got hooked on it. And majored in it. Tag Dr. Bill Dean was my first professor ever, mass communications class, and kind of the rest is history.
It is history.
You find it interesting that commercial that caused you to get into advertising? The product doesn't even exist anymore?
Well, it is interesting. That particular brand has gone now. Marlboro and some of those are still big. That brand's gone now. Because I was going to try and have a pack of cigarettes with me that night that I could show. I have some of their old classic ads, but I could not find a pack of cigarettes because, like you said, they don't make them.
Pack of Territons.
But, you know, y'all probably remember back in the late 70s, I believe it was, you know, they pulled cigarette advertising off television for good. So remember back in the 70s, you could watch cigarette ads on television.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, they smoke. In the shows, they were smoking.
Well, they were smoking. Well, remember when we were, heck, in our 20s, they were still having cigarettes allowed on planes.
I'll never forget
Andy. Only half of the plane.
Half the plane.
Yeah. I'm watching Andy Griffith, and he's talking to Opie out on the porch one day. And Opie's just sitting there, Paul, you know, and Andy's smoking and blowing smoke on Opie. Yeah. I'm like, this has changed.
Yeah, my mother was a smoker, and she was a Kent smoker. Her favorite brand was Kent. Yeah.
I wonder if they're still around.
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think they are. There's not many left. I mean,
your mom and dad well. They were great people.
Thank you.
They really were great people.
They never really understood what I did for a living, which is kind of funny. I wish they were still alive because I'd like for them to have been there last week. But
to see you get this award.
Yeah, they
you're
just
the best in the business, in our opinion.
there's some great people around,
and you've learned from some of the great
ones. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I worked for Phil Price, the late Phil Price, for 7 years.
I just expect to bring up Phil Price. Yeah. They used to sit behind us at church. Every Sunday, they'd sit behind us because they liked to see the kids. And what a good fella he was.
Oh, yeah. Phil's
so
great.
I think advertising, I think Mac Owen and Phil Price.
Well, I was with him for 7 years, and Ron Thomas was there as well. And so Ron and I left at the same time, and Ron started his agency. At the time, the Thomas agency is now Artie Thomas, and then I started the Owen Group. So, but we both learned under Phil, and he was a great teacher. So,
that's awesome.
Oh, a lot to Phil and Ron as well. And then great people around me all these years, great staff people.
You know, that night of the May 11th tornado, which the memorial's right out here somewhere, yes, right behind this building, but I was at home on 60th and Nashville, and I was writing in Debbie's annual. I was her yearbook. I was signing her yearbook.
I didn't know that.
And so then we heard there's a tornado, and so I went over to y'all's house.
Okay.
And your brothers, David and Don. They walked downtown. Do you remember that?
I do, yeah.
They walked downtown because they wouldn't let cars in.
Right.
And so they could see what was going on. And I remember that so vividly.
I think David tells the story that he ran the whole way.
He did. he was skinny enough. He could probably do it. But
yeah, there was a guy across the street named Clark Sampson. You may remember him. His dad had a plumbing company here.
Yeah.
And his name was Army. But Clark and David and Don, I believe the three of them, ran downtown to see what they could find. And so that was I was in Boy Scouts then. That was a Boy Scout night.
The original looters.
Yeah. See what they could get.
Yeah.
Well, he did say see what they could get.
Yeah. Phil's and company was smashed.
They were.
That was Dan's Law's business.
Yeah.
Remember that big round building they had with all the lights? It was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Just smashed it to the ground.
Yeah.
That was May 11th, 1970.
Yes, sir. I remember it well.
But thank goodness, Lord, we hadn't had another one of
those. I know. That anniversary is next Saturday.
Yeah.
So. And you dated Mac's sister.
Yep.
Did the family approve of such?
They were so happy. It was so ridiculous.
I don't remember what they thought about dating. I'm sure it went well.
Is this like a two-month deal, or is this like
it was about 6 months.
Okay.
Debbie was.
That's serious.
She was such a good girl. She realized quickly she probably, I need to move on. But no, I was a good guy, too.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a good time. Absolutely. That was a long time ago, Mac. Everything's a long time ago now. Have you noticed?
I have noticed that. It's funny. I was listening to y'all driving in talking about the days when we would go to the park and play baseball. I had the same thing. I lived on 40th, as you know. So I had Phil and Kent Gamble down the street. Tony Hamby was on my street.
Yeah.
A bunch of the Whipples were on my street. And we would just go down to Wheelock and play.
Yeah.
Just play baseball.
Get a game up.
It happened all the time. It was nothing. I mean, but you're right, Gary. I never see that. And I have a park next to my house now, and you'll see organized practice there, but I never see just a
organized
dad and a son.
Yeah, everybody's got
there.
Games and practices all the time, year round. There's no time. Gary said there's no time to be just do what you want to do.
You know, I was at a Little League game the other night because Ryan's son, Hank, is 7-year-old, so he's playing baseball. And I just get a kick out of these kids these days walking around with these gigantic bat bags on their back, and they have 4 and 5 bats. Well, why do you need four bats for a game? I've never understood that
Let me tell your parents something out there right now. My boy played, and he didn't he had an old bat to practice with, but he used the team bat. He didn't have three of his own bats, and he turned out fine. So you don't need to.
They're expensive.
And then the one kid that had two bats, he wound up.
Okay. There you go. I know what happened to him.
Yeah, off in his mom.
It wasn't good.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Same with Rhino. He never had all that stuff. You know, and it turned out okay. Yeah.
Remember, we had wooden bats when we were growing up.
True.
And we had a little bag about six wooden bats.
Yeah.
And boy, if you broke one,
and the coach had them,
you had to hammer it.
You didn't have your own. The coach had
the. Oh, the coach had the bats.
Yeah, he had the bats.
Without a doubt.
It's a different world. I'm telling you,
it is.
And you know, we were talking earlier. This guy texted in and said he didn't think Tech baseball has any fire. I've noticed that in doing games that players don't seem to have the fire that they, and I think they're worn out. I think they're just worn out from playing.
I do worry about that with any kids these days playing every day or playing the just travel baseball thing. But you know what I've learned, and you guys play at a very high level, but just watching Ron and LC all those years, when you're winning, there seems to be fire and passion. When you're losing, there's no fire and passion.
No fire and passion.
And there's always chemistry issues if you're losing. I mean, it's funny how those things go together, feel like.
They do.
You know, and all it takes is a couple of wins, and all of a sudden you're going to see fire and passion.
I hope so.
I feel like. But
no,
I don't know the answer.
Everybody gets along better when you're winning.
Exactly.
Too. And the coach is a good person when you're winning. And when you're losing, he's not such a good guy.
This team is a mystery. It's really hard to figure this one out because they seem to have all the talent in the world.
And they're not bad. They're not a bad team at all. They could get it going and go into the right regional, you know, and do well. I still think they got a chance to do well.
Oh, yeah. That's the great thing about baseball. It changes every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You sure got a chance.
It's like all those runs last night that you got, none of them count today.
Yeah.
They're not going to count them.
So I fully think that we got a chance to win the series still.
Well, Mac, advertising is important. It's a big deal, and if it wasn't, you'd be broke. You wouldn't be. They wouldn't need you.
Well,
but it's a big deal.
It's changed a lot for my 40 years. I teach a class. That's part of why I got this, because I've been teaching now for 30 years out there.
Oh wow!
So,
how many days a week?
I just do one class,
okay.
And I don't teach every semester. It's usually every other semester or every couple of years.
So one class a week.
Yes, but I go twice, but it's one class. But we meet Tuesday and Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And a one-hour class, hour and a half?
Hour 15, something like that. Okay. These days.
Supposed to be an hour and a half.
In the MassCom building.
Let them go 15.
In the MassCom building,
yeah.
So I had a student the other day ask me what's changed, what have you seen change? And the biggest difference is we're all so digital now. So my staff is made up of 20-somethings and 30-somethings. I mean, because they understand digital. That's what they do every day. That's what they know. I'm still in the traditional way of doing things, but I hire people that really understand that stuff. So that's been one of the things that we've seen change over the years. It's just
I don't understand. You know, I'm looking at my phone and I'm looking at a story on sports or something. And all of a sudden, here's an ad for Leftwich Chapman flooring, and I'm going, well, how in the world did they get that ad on there? It's a national story, and here they are advertising.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that. That's right. We do that for our clients, exactly.
And you just plug them in there.
Yeah, it's just part of the digital strategy that we have available to us now.
It's a lot lot to know.
Yeah.
And Mac always helps us with the Super Bowl. And that's so fun when he does that, because Mac has an insight to these Super Bowl ads. And a lot of people, I think they're more important than the game.
Well, this year, I think the cost this year was $9 million, I think, for a 30-second spot. So just imagine, I'm putting $9 million.
Explain that to me, Mac. How is that worth it, $9
million? Well, this year is an interesting year. The ratings were up 15%. We had 125 million viewers, and that's the Taylor Swift effect, totally. She had such an impact on this game.
Yeah.
And so we introduced a whole new group of audience this year in young women watching the Super Bowl because of Taylor and Travis and that whole thing. And so that's how you justify it, David. If you got 120 million people watching, $9 million is not much, actually. Cost per viewer, it's very efficient. Yeah, so.
All right, local spots were what, like 10,000 or something 10, like that?
10,000 this year, I believe.
Did you plug in any of your people into that?
We had one client that ran Super Bowl this year.
All right, you can say who it is.
Covenant Health.
Covenant Health.
Oh, they're big.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a nice client to have, Mac.
They're a great client.
Good job.
Yeah, they're a great client.
Share some more of the people you work with, if you don't mind.
We've been with Covenant now several years. McGavick Nissan's been with me now 10, 12 years.
We love them.
Yeah, they're good people. We've done a lot now for Texas Tech over the years. Gosh, there's Discovery, Healthcare. Maloof has been with me now for several years. So we've had the same group. You know, we had Tony and the guys at Cardinals for a long, long time, about 20 years. And
well, here's one I remember, and I think you had something to do with this. Get a Kia, get a Kia, get a Gene Messer Kia, get a Kia.
Yeah, Mac was the guy at Gene Messer for years and years. Thank the office over there.
We handled them for about 30 years I worked with those guys.
Oh, wow.
Then they brought it in-house, didn't they?
Well, in 2000, Mr. Messer sold it and to Group One, and that kind of changed things. But for me, it was great because then Group One entrusted us with a lot of their accounts. Yeah. So at one time, I had 26 dealerships all over Texas. That was in 2012, and things were really good, and then they took everything in-house. So we lost it, but we survived that.
You moved
good
on.
News. Yeah.
And Mac has Texas Sports Marketing, which he's developed to he does Lubbock ISD sports and radio broadcasting, and that's been good. And he also works with Lubbock ISD.
We do a lot with Lubbock ISD.
Lot.
We do. And we added Odessa, Ector County ISD, to our sports marketing team last year. We're doing some we're helping them with their stadium marketing. We do a little bit with Plainview ISD in their stadium. So a few people use us for that. It's not something we go out and actually promote.
They call and say,
word of mouth.
Yeah, they just we got a call from the AD in Odessa, Tracy Borchardt, I believe is her last name. And so we've been helping her in the last year.
Yeah.
So
the Borchardts they used to coach here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, it's not that Tracy.
Oh, okay.
Probably, but we put them they're with the gymnastics.
Okay.
But anyway, well, Mac's here, and see, this is just interesting to me. I don't understand. When they say 9 million, for how long a spot?
30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a lot.
Sports talk conversations with a good laugh mixed in. This is the Sports Talk with Bedford and Ashby podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hey, Cardinal Sports Center just outside the Loop on Slide Road. Everything sports, everything Texas Tech. They've got uniforms, they've got equipment, they've got fashion stuff for the ladies. They got a huge shoe department. They do lettering and everything. They do trophies. In fact, that's where we get our trophies for the Lubbock ISD Athletic Hall of Honor. They handle all of that for us and do a great job. So go see them at Cardinal Sports Center. It is a fun store to shop in, I will tell you that. You will have a good time. And R.C. Taylor Distributing Company, we had a chance to meet Patrick this week, the new head guy.
Good old boy.
Good guy. We really enjoyed our visit with him. And he's been there a long, long time, and now he's taken over kind of the run of the operation for Brad Kroom. And we're really glad he's there. And we asked him about the distance they'll go around and bring you those convenience store type items. And when I said, I told everybody it's 150 now, he goes, we'll go 200 for the right order.
Yeah.
You give us the right order, we'll bring it to you. And that's the kind of guy you want. And they're doing a great job at R.C. Taylor Distributing Company.
All right, here in a couple of minutes, we're going to have Brad King on from the Kentucky Derby because today is the Kentucky Derby day. But real quickly, I'm going to try to get caught up on some of these texts. I was in Ireland Airport beside a young soldier going to the Middle East several years ago. I asked him what he did, and he said, I fly drones. I asked him if he was any good at video games. He said, I'm very good. That was when we had Lubbock Christian winning the eSports National Championship. Here's a guy says the Free family, who are on after Brad King, the Free family is the best. Met them several times and I just love them all. True Tech family. All right, let's see. All right, here's a text says, if your offense isn't good, you don't look like you have fire. Fire comes from base runners and success. And then let's see. We used to buy Gen Airs from Fields & Company for my dad's True Value Hardware store. We're talking about Fields & Company getting leveled by the
I sold Gen
tornado.
Air. That was one of the things that I had.
I put together light fixtures.
Yep. You worked there, too.
Yeah, in the back, I'd put together light fixtures, and we'd go hang them.
With Dino.
Hang them out on the deal with Dino. And then we'd sneak down and get Mr.
Parker.
Parker's donuts. But you had to sneak the donuts because those were for customers.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Morning, fellas. Charlie Holt here. Jack Dale died in July 2011.
Like you fellas said, that show started in 1992. He said Steve kept it going until he died. And then this texter says, I'd rather switch than fight, about the old Tarleton commercial. See, when we wait an hour before reading these things, they're not quite as timely. Let's see. Y'all were on the Texas Country Reporter deal 2 weeks ago. That was special. I was in, next texter, I was in junior high and had my brother's wedding rehearsal dinner at Embers in 1973. Pretty good steaks. Well, that's going down memory lane there. Texter, NBA coaches, go ahead and call Brad. NBA coaches don't have the power they once had. The NBA players, okay, we read that one. And then we'll try to get the rest of these when we get through with Brad King. And once again, Brad King, I think they had a horse run yesterday. So
there's other races. There's Brad Moran right there.
Look at that.
He still works here.
Yeah. He brings his dog up here, too. I don't know if he has his dog with him today. We'd put his dog on the air if you'd bring him in here. All right, anyway, we talked about the Kentucky Derby a little bit earlier, but this is one of the big days in sports. I think even people that don't care that much about horse racing, at about 5:30 this afternoon, will be watching the Kentucky Derby. Is that something you'd want to go to?
Yeah, I'd like to go.
It's very festive, very, like I say, the flowers and the hats and the, it's just a lot of pretty women and all. Brad, are there any pretty women out there wearing pretty hats?
Oh, everybody's dressed to their best today, for sure.
Well, tell us, what are you wearing?
I've got on my suit and got a pink tie on. And
do you really?
Oh, yeah. You got to dress it up for the day.
Do you have a hat? Do you have a hat on, Brad?
I do not have a hat on.
All right. I thought you might have a top hat or something.
That would be pushing it, wouldn't it?
Let me put it over the top.
Well, we know the women wear hats, you know, fancy hats. A lot of cowboy hats there?
There are men? A few always. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. There's always some coming through, for sure.
All right. Is it going to be a pretty day, or is it going to be a muddy?
And there's a lot
muddy...
of barbershop hats, too.
What is a barbershop
hat? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I can't wear one of those.
What is it?
Oh, it's like a little round hat with a real flat bill on it, like a barbershop quartet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe I'd have to pass on that one.
Yeah.
It's like a beanie.
All right, pretty weather today?
It is. It's real nice right now.
Okay.
The chance of rain seems to be going away, so looks like it's going to be a good day.
All right, did y'all have a horse run yesterday?
No runs today in the sixth race today.
Oh, how special is that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We've won some stakes here before, but never had anything on Derby Day itself.
What race are y'all in? What's it called?
Called the Derby City Distaff.
All right.
It's a grade one race.
And the Derby is, what race is it? What number?
I believe it's the 12th today.
Okay.
And y'all are running in the sixth.
That's correct.
All right, what's your name of your horse so we can bet large sums of money on it?
Her name is Flying Connection.
Okay. Do you think one day they'll run out?
She ran actually in the Kentucky Oaks last year.
Okay. I thought y'all had one out there last year, and the Kentucky Oaks was yesterday, right?
It was. That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
So y'all moved up a day.
We did, yeah.
And next year, maybe the Derby.
Maybe, you just never know.
How long do these horses run? Do they get, what's their prime?
You know, like this one, she's has run as a 2, 3, and 4 year old, and you know, usually about 3 or 4 years is about the max.
Is there like a seniors division?
Yeah, that's called the claiming rank.
Oh, yeah. They're on their way out the door.
Yeah. They're headed to the farm before long.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
That's right.
Well, what's your thoughts on today's Derby? Because you're our Derby guy.
You know, it's kind of a strange Derby. There's a lot of horses that come from off the pace this year, and there's not as much speed as usual. And so it's going to be a horse could definitely go to the front and just keep on going. For sure today, and the fastest of the fast on the front end will be Fierceness, for sure.
And that's number 17. And
that's correct.
That's dear to my heart, number 17. So put your money on Fierceness. number 17. Now, last night on Jimmy Fallon, the dog Sierra Leone won the Jimmy Fallon race, and so Sierra Leone might have a chance.
And it's 3-1. Sure. He's got the best odds. I mean, the
he's the most accomplished, and will be coming at the end for sure.
Well, and he won the Jimmy Kimmel dog race.
I mean, that's the
the
key.
That's the for sure test right there.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Is it hard to come up with these names for horses?
You think they're going to run out at some point?
Oh, no, they'll keep recycling them.
Doorknock, is that the horse's name, Doorknock?
There is, in the one hole, that's right.
Yeah, Doorknock.
Yep. That's right.
Isn't there a rule about you can't name the horse the same name as something for how long?
Yeah, like if they've become a stakes winner, it goes for like 20 years, and if it's just been used but the horse was not a stakes winner, it's like 10 years. And then if it's there are some horses that are permanently out of circulation. There's never going to be another Secretariat run.
Yeah. How many horses would fall into that category? I mean, just like Man of War. Yeah, Man of War.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's probably several hundred that won't ever be used again, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at all the names of the horses, and they got them in their slot and in their odds, and looks like that West Saratoga ain't very good. Grand Mo for the first, they're both 50-1.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, the Derby is one of those races. It's they're all really good horses. If they've made it this far, they're all good. Telling that they are really good. That's right, and that's the reason you see so many long shots win this race. They're all really good. I mean, it's not an accident any of these horses win.
Okay, you're the owner of a horse that runs the sixth race. They apparently have a new $200 million paddock where observers can go watch the horses parade around. And does this cost Does it cost $7,500 to $15,000 per person to go? Now, obviously, y'all didn't have to do that because you got a horse in it. But say Choice Woodman, he's there, and he wanted to go to that paddock area. Would it cost him that much money to go there?
Well, there's seating around that, and I think a table costs $7,500 for some of the tables that are at probably like a 6-seat table for the whole day.
Okay, so you could go over there and watch them, and then you can go back in and watch them run the race and come back out to the paddock.
That's right.
$200 million paddock. Is that pretty fancy?
It is. It's almost like an amphitheater. It's real tall, looking down on top of the horses, and kind of reminds you of like the Colosseum in Rome or something like that. I mean, it's
oh my gosh,
staggered seating and pretty neat. A lot of people down in there for sure.
All right, now you got to win the race to go down and get your picture taken down there after the deal, right? What if you finish third? Would you be happy if you finished third?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're always happy, but it's not like winning.
Okay.
Third place is second loser.
Do you have a chance? Do you have a chance?
Yeah. I mean, we're 10-1, so and I think the favorite in our race is 4-1, so it's not like there's a huge favorite in there. I think we're the third choice in there, so yeah, we've got a good chance.
All right. Would you bet on your horse, or would you just say, hey?
Oh, I do bet on our. Okay. I don't want to jinx it.
You and Pete Rose.
If you don't believe in it, you shouldn't be here.
I know. That's exactly right, Brad. We're visiting with Brad King, and he is at the Kentucky. How many years in a row have you been to the Kentucky Derby?
Oh, this is our third year in a row. But if I didn't have one in, it's something that everybody should do once, but it is a massive humanity, and it's kind of a beatdown after all day of it.
You're ready to leave. Let's go.
Yeah.
Get in the car.
After the Derby, you're thinking it's time to go.
Yeah.
All right, I got a trivia question for you two. The Kentucky Derby first aired on CBS what year?
I would have no idea. I would say in the 60s. 61.
And it was on CBS, so it's not Wide World of Sports. So I'd say 1970.
Okay. David finishes second. You finished third. And I won because I said 1952. That's got to be one of the first sporting events on TV.
We just got, we didn't even have TV then.
We did it at our house. Of course, I wasn't alive, but
but we didn't have a TV when I was.
I was pretty fascinated by that.
That's a long time. It's a big deal. It's been a big deal forever, the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. We're actually staying in Lexington, and even in, you know, of course, Louisville has tons of parties and different functions for the entire week, but Lexington does too. It's the state of Kentucky celebrates it, no question.
All right. Well, what will y'all do if you win? Will you stick around and party, or will you just get on the plane and come home?
No, it'd probably be a pretty good time tonight if that happens.
Okay.
Well, how did you get your horse there? Do you fly your horse there, or do you drive?
She actually ran in Arkansas in her last race.
Okay. Oh, you ran her over there.
So it wasn't too far of a trip. I think it's only an 8-hour drive from Arkansas to here. So
you break it up.
And you fly, don't you? And somebody else drives the horse.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. That's correct.
She's been here for she's already been here for a couple weeks, so it's they don't come in just right before the race. Let them get kind of settled in and get used to everything.
Yeah. That's good thinking.
Or is there anything else
especially
special
with all these people? They kind of got to get used to it as much as possible because the crowds just keep getting bigger as the week goes on.
All right, this is a question for David and I because I'm going to have to guess the answer to this too, and I know you know the answer. The Kentucky Derby, how long a race is it, David?
It's 1 1/3.
I'm going to say 1 1/4.
That's right.
Well, if I'd have given him the four choices, he wouldn't have said 1 1/3.
I didn't, because it wouldn't have been a choice.
Because that wasn't one of the choices. So I'm going to say we tied on that. Was it 1 1/4?
1 1/4.
Which is the longest of the Triple Crown, the Belmont or the?
The Belmont, yeah. It's 1.5 miles, and the Preakness is actually a little shorter. It's 1 3/16 miles.
That's the one I was thinking about. That's where I got that 3 for third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we'll go with.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Now, I've been there, and I cannot remember. Are there people on the inside of the track, fans on the inside of the track, or is it all on the outside of the track?
I would say it's already half full on the infield.
Okay. All right.
They're expecting right at 200,000 today.
So would that be the cheap seats on the inside?
It is. I think those tickets are actually $20 to go to the infield.
And you just stand in there? I guess you bring a blanket.
Yeah,
those people wearing overalls, it's the cheapies in there. There's not any of those people, are there?
Oh, yeah, there's everything that you can imagine. That's what I always tell everybody makes racing so interesting to me is there's every kind of person in the world at a racetrack, from the CEOs of the biggest companies to the very bottom people. I mean, it's it is a true melting pot.
Well, you're still out there at Clearview, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, do y'all give kickbacks to the people that put out gravel?
We just give every little kid we know a pellet gun.
Yeah, a slingshot and a BB gun and say, go get them.
Yeah.
You got a broken or chipped windshield, you need to go to Clearview Auto Glass out on 82nd Street.
Hey, name of your horse again, sixth race today.
It's a Flying Connection.
Flying Connection. All right, Brad.
Brad, thank you for doing this.
Have a great day out there.
Thank you, buddy.
Y'all have a good one.
All right, Brad King.
Sports Talk conversations with a good laugh mixed in. This is the Sports Talk with Thetford and Ashby podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
All right, now we're back for the real deal. We do a little deal a minute, and then we rejoin Midland Odessa. So we're back with. We think that's how it works. We're not in Midland Odessa, but I think that's how it works. But we're proud to be on down there, and don't forget you've Midland Odessa folks. There's Mighty Washes all over that area down there, and it is the car wash of the Texas Tech coaches, and it needs to be yours. Lubbock owned and operated. We try to do all locally owned. Now sometimes we get companies. And they're locally owned, and then they sell. and we don't know what to do because they still have the same people working there that we know are
good
friends.
People.
Yeah, good people. But anyway, so Frisco, is it okay? I mean, y'all like it?
When we first moved there, it was about 2,000 people and a bunch
wow.
of cow pastures.
Yeah.
And
I've
can't
there,
find
yeah.
a piece yeah. of grass anymore. I mean, it's
yeah.
like
it's
a
unbelievable.
House
it's just everywhere.
It's grown. And that's why we like coming out here because, like, one, the people are great. It's,
yeah.
it's a sanctuary away from all the stuff that goes around in the world. And you guys know what I'm talking about. And it's like real good.
The woke people.
Awesome people
yeah.
and good,
we're not woke,
good people,
yeah.
of Christian people of faith. And we enjoy our time
still
out
here. Still feel like you're in a
Where
bubble.
Did your boy play high school ball?
Frisco High, and they talk about mascots. Do you know what their mascot was?
Uh-uh.
There's the only high school in the country.
Frankfurters.
Nope.
Almost.
Just a guess. Close.
The Raccoons.
The Raccoons.
We are the Raccoons.
I like it.
A.K.A. the Trash Pandas.
Well, yes, the Trash Pandas.
The Trash Pandas.
And it's all the other. That's the fight of the. Yeah. So
now Frisco's an affluent area.
Yes.
And why would y'all be the Raccoons?
Well, it's an old high school. So the story was is it was one of the first train stops in Texas or in that area north, and so they would tan raccoon hides up on the stop
at
the train stop, and so. Because it's, I think it was established in like 1907 or something like that.
The school,
so, the high school. So that's where.
Yeah, that is old.
It's
and it was probably the only school in
yes,
town for years.
Yes,
now, how
yes.
many Frisco's
we have?
Are
like,
there?
I don't even know how many high schools Frisco has now.
Is that right?
It's out of control.
It's out of control.
Out of control.
We
really decided to
I
be
wanna
only
say
5A?
Like 16.
Centennial.
Are they 6A or are they trying to not
well,
be 6A?
It started 5A. Out they only wanted to be 4A.
Yeah.
Now
it,
and
which
now
is 5A.
Every school
They've
goes
grown
to
so
5A.
Fast they can't control
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but.
They keep building schools.
Yeah, but we have that Star Center, which is the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
So that all the kids get to play their
high school,
their
high school football games in
there. Yes.
How many does it hold?
Oh, 12, 15.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nice.
It's beautiful.
They had the American Country Music Awards
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Again
last
this year, they're going to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
It's big enough to host
it's
stuff
big.
Like that.
So nice. It's kind of a neat experience for those kids. They get that, really nice.
What do y'all do today? What do y'all do? Do y'all work in Frisco?
Since I graduated, I've been in the software business. So I'm in sales leadership for a software company that's based in the Bay Area in San Jose. But I run local sales teams. For a company called Zscaler.
It's good, isn't it?
The stock has been amazing. Yes.
Oh, the stock.
Yes.
Yeah.
And well, if you think of our cybersecurity software, so that is just, you look at all of like how we have to protect every digital
yeah.
piece of device that we have. It's like, that's what we do.
Oh,
we make
okay.
sure that you
yeah.
let the good stuff through, keep the bad guys out.
Yeah. Well, that's way so. Important nowadays. What's the name of the stock? The company?
Zscaler.
What's the symbol?
Z. Oh gosh! Now you got me. Like, I just look up Z S C A L E R.
Okay. Do they bonus you in stock? There
that's
you go.
That's kind of like the mantra of like software companies. You have like their salary, what they pay you, and commissions come in sales. But then you also get stock that
yeah.
as the company grows, you get to share.
It's not
that.
Near as exciting now as it will be when you
yeah.
you hope.
That's right.
When you retire.
That's right.
Time will tell. Yeah. Do you work?
I don't right now. I taught for a lot of years.
David, listen to this about her.
Okay.
She was on the LPGA. Yeah. LPGA. And she said when she was pregnant.
Until I was 9 months pregnant.
But then, you know what she did? She
what?
Quit to
yeah.
raise her family.
I did.
Very
yeah.
admirable.
Well, I thought I was going to backpack them around the country, and then that was not going to happen. It's yeah. I always love to see first moms when they have that first baby, and they go, oh. I didn't know it was going to be, you just don't know until, yeah.
Yeah, but that's
yeah.
still.
We're very
special.
Blessed that Trace,
yeah.
like, stopped. She had a lot of offers also in media with golf and a lot of different things. And she dedicated
yeah.
the last 25 years of our lives with our boys. And I feel blessed for that.
Yeah. Really
yeah.
Good.
So,
that's
yeah.
important, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Where did I ask you where you played high school ball? I could have.
I played at West Orange Stark down in Orange, Texas.
I didn't ask you that because
yeah.
I didn't know that.
You
West
remember
Orange
that?
Stark.
No.
Yeah.
What were they, the Oranges?
No.
West Orange.
Mustangs.
Oh, the Mustangs.
They are the Mustangs.
They're good.
Pretty
it's
special.
A good athletic
yeah.
school.
That's a
they
special.
Were very good. They
very
very
good.
Known for high school football back
yeah.
in the day.
Yeah. Still are.
And,
a little bit.
Yeah. And baseball was
and his
always
coach was
a great. Ronnie Anderson was our high school coach. He retired the year I graduated from high school, and he's in the Texas Hall of Fame.
Well,
okay.
I'm sure
the Texas
high
school sports Hall of Fame.
I'm sure he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as good as Coach Bobby Maigle, but
In fact, the first time I met Coach Magel, I think we were at one of the Hall of Fame dinners, and we were talking. I was like, would you happen to know Ronnie Anderson? He goes, his eyes light up because Coach Anderson played at Sol Ross way back in the day. And they were really good friends.
He and Coach Magel?
Yes.
How about
yes.
that?
They're like, oh, we talk all the time.
That is great. Yeah. And where did you go to school?
My junior and senior year, I was in Dallas at J.J. Pierce.
Richardson.
Yes, yes, Richardson.
Isn't that where
yes.
Bart went, Rager?
Yeah.
Bart Rager went to Pierce, I think.
Yeah, it was a big school. So I was like, and I moved from Arizona. So by the time I got there, I was pretty intense with my golf. So it's like kind of how these kids are these days. Where I went to school, I went to an A hour. So I got to school about 7 in the morning, and then I was out by noon so I could be on the golf course. So I didn't have the greatest social life. So people are always like, oh, you went to Pierce. Do you know this person? I was like, I didn't know a lot. I was playing golf.
What were their mascot?
They were the Mustangs.
Everybody's a Mustang.
I know it's a Mustang. Right?
So you were raised playing golf. Then.
Yes, I grew
so
up
your
in
dad
a big
was a golfer.
My mom was a golfer. And my mom played golf in tennis at New Mexico State. So we were, big West Texas, New Mexico family, El Paso.
That's cool.
So, got to have
my green
chili.
And your low score ever was 68.
68 was, competitively. I mean, there's – days where you can move the ball or whatever.
Yeah.
But when the ball had to stay as it lies and everything is where it's supposed to be, 68.
All of our days
like
we can move the ball.
Yeah, I know, right? Now I'm like, I'm not hitting off this right now.
No, we're not.
I'm not going to hit this shot. Right.
All right, on your best day, Kelly, can you beat her?
No. She has to play bad. But my best day, her probably her bad day.
Okay. No, well, he's being nice. No,
stay
he's,
on the course.
He shoots in the 60s all the time. Yeah.
You shoot in the 60s?
Not anymore, but at the time, in fact, when he was finally got started working and playing, and I was teaching some at his company, would have a scramble, and you could, a couple it was like, and they started banning, we weren't allowed to play together anymore. They were like, this isn't fair, because we would win all this. And we were young, so
tournaments.
We were like, this is cool, because you win a bunch of cool stuff. And they're like, you're not allowed to play anymore together. And they were all upset about that. But I haven't been impressed. He's a really good golfer.
Okay, so you can go.
Yeah, she taught me.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we have fun.
Well, the conversation was, we first started dating, and she grew up in high school playing at Glen Eagles, which has two courses, but there's water everywhere. And so I could hit it because of baseball. I could hit it square,
it way.
But it's going that way and that way and left and right. She's like, "If we're going to do this, I'm going to date you. You're going to have to learn how to play.
Yeah, you got to hit
it
in the fairway.
Course.
I'm not looking for
course.
Your ball all day
this.
Long.
Otherwise,
I know.
I'm not
I know.
Up.
I was kind of like, yeah.
That's the way we feel when the guys play with me and Gary. They go, "We're not playing with y'all anymore. We can't
not
find
looking
your
for
ball.
Your ball all day long."
Terry left me a long time ago. If it had to do with golf, without a doubt.
Well, that's
all right.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
This year's baseball season, y'all have been to a lot of the games, most of them, and there's some people ready to give up, not players, not parents, texters.
Yes. Yes.
Texters.
Should we give up, or should we
give up,
or should we keep trying?
Absolutely not. This club, I mean, this one of the great things I'll say, and then I'll get to like the competitive side of it, is like, we felt like coming out here and being the second year with Ryan and the team, it feels like we've got 40 kids. And we go out there, and when we come out here every week, or when we go, when we're able to make it on the road with the team and everything, we see it really as a ministry opportunity with these boys. And we come out here, and we search what some, are hurting, got some bumps and bruises, and some emotionally, and we all know you play
a lot of hurts.
There's a lot that you go through in college sports, so we spend a lot of time just really pouring into the boys, and we've gotten to know so many of the families, and it's just been amazing to it's been an amazing journey for us. And then obviously being Tech alum and having the opportunity to see one of our boys play and then be able to contribute at a significant level, it's just such a blessing.
It is.
And so that's kind of the core of it, and we all want to win, right? We're red and black through and through, and it would go without saying, I'd be remiss saying it's been a little bit frustrating. I know the boys are frustrated because they'll play good and then they'll play kind of mediocre. They'll play good and then it's just kind of been back and forth. But I will tell you, when these boys put it together, and we've got a little time. I mean, it's short,
a little time.
But if we put this thing together, like I was telling Ryan the other day, you kind of get in the regionals and you win three games, and then you get in the supers and you win two games. You win five games, you're in Omaha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could get, it's all about getting on a hot streak.
Yeah.
So I think at this point, these boys need a little inspiration and fire in them to say, hey, if we can just get hot, get into the regionals, anything can happen.
Need something good to happen. Maybe today, for example.
That's right.
Something good to happen.
We were hopeful the West Virginia series would kind of like put that spark, you know, after losing two to Arkansas really close. The boys really did believe it. They're like, hey, we can play with anybody.
Yeah.
And you saw it there, but then what happened in Kansas.
Kansas, yeah.
You know, and last night, a little bit of just couldn't get anything going offensively, and then defensively we had some struggles. So it's like, you know, that is baseball, but, you know, that's the struggle in life that what we always told our boys, it's not what you learn when you succeed. It's the failures in baseball that make you the man that you're becoming.
Well, baseball's good for
– it's a humbling
because there's so much failure in baseball. Yeah. You learn to deal with it.
You learn a lot about yourself.
We're all about win or learn, not win or lose. Like win or learn, you know, the purpose and the pain.
I like that.
So it's good.
Put that on a
thing.
T-shirt.
Yeah. So trust your stuff. And
hey, if you put that on
trust
a T-shirt.
Trust your stuff.
Yeah, I know. Trust your stuff. I think trust your stuff should be. That's a Tadlock thing. Trust your stuff.
But you can use that in a lot of areas.
We're always like Ryan, what did Coach say? Well, he said trust your stuff.
I think trust your stuff would sell more.
Yeah, I think so too. I like
trust
it.
Your
stuff. Because
it's more universal.
True. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, y'all sound like an inspirational couple.
We try to be. You know, it's like I said, it's that journey can be hard, and they all want not only just to do the best they can do at Tech. All these kids, they want to go play pro ball. Yeah. They want to move to the next level. And then we've always told our boys, like, you go chase that dream, but there's only been a handful of people in the world that walk away from baseball on their terms, the Jeters and Nolan Ryans and people like that. At some point, wherever you end up, whether it's high school to pro ball, the game ends up telling you, I don't want you anymore.
You're done.
And you got to move on.
Yeah.
And that's a little humbling. And some of these kids are going through that journey right now. I'm like, am I going to get to play? Helping them through that emotional journey is so important so they can take everything they've learned and go, that's some good stuff that he learned through this. Take it to the next level.
Well, and you both seem intelligent. So, Kelly, what's he going to do when he grows up?
We hate having stupid people on.
Yeah.
You know?
We'd have four stupid people.
It'd be all just stupid people.
And I think both my boys are much smarter than I am. And our oldest is in my business. He's in the software business, and he started that profession. Ryan, we just asked him. He doesn't know. He wants to be a baseball player right now.
Yeah.
Asked him to get a business degree, and then you'll figure out a passion. And I think, as Tracy and I talked, I think any parent's goal is to help your kid find their passion.
He could sell ice to an Eskimo, though. He's
a good salesman.
He's good.
Yeah,
he's
good. He'll end up being
good with people.
He's good with people. He's a very good reader of people and things. It's what's kind of his specialty, even with batters. He can tell, you know, he's very humble. He doesn't have to feel like he has to just throw the ball as hard as he's always just been a more of a
he's a cerebral pitcher.
He likes to do some, he doesn't like stories I tell. When he was little, he used to drive us crazy because he'd purposely walk a guy that he didn't think he could strike out and then pick him off at first. And he loved making all the coaches mad because they would get mad and say he balked.
Now, that's
right?
funny.
And he would sit on a little bench, and practice his pickoff move so that it looked like he wasn't. We bought this little target bench, and he learned how to pick off without looking like. Now, he didn't. And then people started making, you know, this was when he was probably not even middle school. 9, 10, 11. He was a little ornery, interesting child. Always had a different, he's always thought outside the box.
Yeah.
And
all right. Full beard. Is mama a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the beard?
I think the beard looks good now that he's like learned how to trim it right. Because before it just looked like he was straight out like looking in the dumpster.
From the bar.
But then he did this thing to us 2 weeks ago where he said, all right, be ready as a surprise at the national anthem. And I thought, well, there's going to be a flyover or something.
I know what you're going to say.
And he took his hat off, and there was no hair on his head. And I was videotaping, and there's no picture of what happened.
He just shaved it?
He bald. It looked like, and so we went to his house.
But still with the beard.
Beard, but it's
and then he's
clean.
Let the beard grow
with
a little
beard,
more.
Does he have a girlfriend?
No, and I said he'll not. They might not have one. After. So hopefully it's
going to
grow.
And he's not going
back.
To.
Well, he
called
it.
He's a good-looking kid.
Yeah, well, with that, he's, yeah. So it's mom and hair. We have good hair. So
yeah,
he's just kind of.
I mean, he has a full head of hair.
Yes, he did it as an inspiration.
Well, that's not. That's
he
like
he thought he was. You know how some guys dye their hair.
He had like a way full head of hair.
We
got lots of hair, but
there's lots of ball people that would kill for hair.
Yes,
and he's shaving his arm.
Well, he did it as an inspiration for his team. He called it New Beginnings. So that was.
He didn't do it right before the Kansas series, did he?
No, he did it right before West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
So it worked for West Virginia. Yeah.
So running out of things to shave.
Yeah, don't shave. Now it's like if you shave the beard, then he'll look. Yeah. He might look like he's 12 again. So it's kind of So we don't know. He has his own ideas about things. We're not really.
Yeah.
But we're proud of him.
He's a kind of a different child.
Yeah, well, he just thinks out of the box. So nothing too extreme.
All his life he's been that way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And y'all would like to see him play some pro ball.
Well,
just for the experience.
We want him for his sake, to chase that dream, to say he was able to make a run at that, however long the Lord allows him to, do that. That would be a huge blessing, as a part of his journey.
Yep.
All right. Guys,
trying to figure out what we're going to do. Gary
and I will see y'all at the ball yard today. Yeah. You're welcome up
in
the box.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Good.
Especially
if it
starts raining.
Y'all.
You've been listening to the Sports Talk with Thetford and Ashby podcast from Double T 97.3. Catch the show live Saturday mornings from 9 to noon on Double T 97.3 FM or on the Double T 97.3 mobile app.